Chapter 20. Guide the Steps That Go Astray. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. From Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. What would be the purpose of analyzing all our types of pride if we did not seek the means of freeing ourselves from it? Confronted with such insidious and tenacious spiritual enemies, it seems necessary to draw up a battle strategy. This is perhaps the most important and the most delicate point of this probation, for it is in the search for the means of combat that we are the most exposed to self-deception. Every spiritual strategy is deceptive which places its perspectives only on the terrain of its own action. Perspective must be placed in God's infinitude. Our probations are a pressing invitation to seek self-knowledge in the knowledge of God, and to seek in Christ's doctrine light as to what he wants of us, and in his heart the strength to accomplish it. He has given us the first principle in the struggle against self. It is the violent who bear away the kingdom of heaven, that is to say, the sincere, the resolute, the energetic, the persevering. Renouncing the evil solicitations of pride is not a work for the cowardly, the lazy, or the undecided. The spiritual violence which we are advised to practice consists in a calm, patient struggle, but a tenacious one without mercy. We find there a characteristic facet in the thinking of St. Francis de Sales. The sallies of self-love, he says, must not be fought by strength of arm, from Correspondence. We must not make continual frontal attacks on our thoughts of pride, nor seek a quarrel with them by stubbornly combating them, for that would only irritate them. We must cultivate humility humbly and gentleness gently. We must not be constantly thinking that we must avoid thinking of self, for that would merely be another way of doing so. Quote, "Besides, a continual effort to repulse those thoughts which busy us with self would be an occupation which would distract us from the presence of God and from the duties which he wills us to accomplish." From St. Francis de Sales, Correspondence. Under this balanced and pacifying form, we recognize the violence asked of us by the Master of Humility. So much energy and endurance are needed to bear with oneself throughout a lifetime in a calm and tranquil struggle, yes, certainly, but one which admits of no truce. Quote, "We will have no reward without a victory, nor any victory without a war," St. Francis de Sales wrote to one of his Philotheos. However, the war which he was extolling consists in, quote, "saying a tranquil little no, were it only two or three times a day, to the urging of our pride and to our appetite for preeminence, and then turning our back on them without seeming to take any notice, thus playing a trick on ourselves." Lastly, the greatest, the most efficacious of the remedies against pride is not in our spirit, but in our heart. It is the love of God. That, above all else, is what this probation should make me understand. Quote, "The sight of God, maintained by the soul's fidelity, is the great mirror in which we discover even the slightest stain on our soul. Show as much as you like the vanity and nothingness of creatures through the defects of these creatures, point out the brevity and uncertainty of life, the inconstancy of fortune, the emptiness of all the goods one possesses, the reality of all the misfortunes one suffers. All this moralizing, as true and sensible as it may be, only skims the surface of the heart. Man's depths are not changed by this. He is the slave of vanity and does not escape from this slavery. But if the light of divine love enlightens him interiorly, he sees in the abyss of good, which is God, the abyss of the nothingness and the evil of his corrupted nature. Then he scorns self, he hates self, he goes out of self, he flees self, he renounces self, he abandons himself to God, and he loses himself in him. From Fenelon. That is the only possible way of straightening what is devious in nature. Quote, if you want to practice humility through reasoning, you will get rebellion. If you reason too much, you elevate your nature. You must look at the heart of Jesus and say to him very simply, for you, like you. Mother Mary Gertrude, daughter of St. Francis de Sales, from the First Catechist Missionary.